Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi Miles. I was calling about an order that has been really delayed and just wanted to see if you could look into it for me.
Sure, absolutely. Can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Yes, two separate orders. Both of them are under the name Anguilla, Anguilla.
And your zip code?
02459.
Thank you. And the first name associated with the order?
One of them is Elliot and the other is Luca.
Okay, we'll take a look at both of those orders. And can you confirm the address associated with the order?
51 Cypress Street, Newton, Massachusetts, 02459.
And then finally, the email address.
Ernesto.anguilla@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just pulling up the notes on the order so I can check on the tracking of the oh, there is none. So the order for the Star Trek Starships collection was the order was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on May 10th, and it hasn't shipped out as of yet. And that's on the account for Elliot. Let me check out the one for Luca.
Miles, I'm going to interrupt you. I emailed earlier this week or last week, and I was told both items shipped on May 10th. Are you
Then
telling
you
me
were
they haven't
provided
shipped?
with you were then you were provided with information by someone who took a look at your account and did not pull up the notes on the account
Are the
because
items shipped yet?
no, sir. The order was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on May 10th for both Elliot and Luca. So both of those orders were sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment on the same day, but they have not left the warehouse. They haven't actually shipped.
Oh my
But if you,
God.
if like as a customer service agent, if you're a customer service agent and you just pull up the customer account and you look and you say in our database, the way that it appears, it says last shipment, May 10th. So if you just look at that, you would think, oh, so it must have shipped out. No, you have to pull up the notes on the order and then check and see if it has actually left the warehouse, because all that means is that it was sent to the warehouse on May 10th to be fulfilled. It doesn't mean the warehouse has mailed it. So whoever, I want to sincerely apologize to you on behalf of Eagle Moss in regards to anyone having informed you that the product had actually shipped, because that is not a good thing for them to do to get your hopes up.
I'm sorry. So, like, this was for my 6-year-old twin son's birthdays, which this is going to miss by like 20 miles now, which is extraordinarily disappointing. I placed the order, I want to say in April. You probably have it in front of you, whatever the date was I placed the order on.
Yes, sir. April 26th for Luca, and it's
Place the
probably the
order.
same thing for Elliot as well. I can check on that just to make sure.
I want to run through this. I placed the order on April 26th. The order doesn't even get sent to the warehouse, whatever that means, until May 10th. Why does it take over 2 weeks for an order that's placed to get put into a place where it's even going to get fulfilled? And now the order's been sitting there for 10 days. Why is this taking so long?
I don't. The only. I mean, I don't have really. The only thing I can really say about that is we were going through a warehouse transition. The warehouse workers are still working with COVID guidelines, and orders are fulfilled in the order in which they are received.
Give
That's
me
the
an order.
stock response that I'm allowed to give.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, do you guys send any orders out? I mean, like, why does it take? I mean, it's like a month later. It hasn't even shipped yet. It's just crazy. I mean, if I had known it was going to take up to, like, now appearing like 6 weeks to even, like, send the order out, I would never have. I mean, I realize it's only like $5 a pop at this point, but I was intending to stay a subscribed member for them for, for quite some time. I'm so baffled by why this whole process is taking so incredibly long. And COVID protocols, give me a break. Like, the whole world is operating within COVID protocols and not taking this amount of time to send out something that has already been made and is in a box already.
Okay, I understand. I do apologize.
Okay, well, thanks. It's crazy. Is there like some manager there that I could speak with? Is there someone
there's nothing we there's nothing that we can do in this case.
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing.
I could file a complaint.
Yeah,
the manager can file the complaint and let corporate know, you know, that we have a customer who's very upset because the warehouse is taking, you know, 2 weeks to get their order actually in the hands of DHL, so that DHL can begin the process of getting that item out to the customer's area, which at that point they would then, you know, pass it along to the U.S. Postal Service to finalize the delivery, which that's going to be something that if you didn't already know about that, that's going to be a good heads up for you, is that anytime if you get any tracking information for an order, you can take your United States Postal Service tracking number, go to DHL.com, plug in the tracking number there, and you'll be able to track it while it's with DHL. So you'll be able to, you know, keep a better eye on your package as it's making its way out to your area.
This is presuming it ever sees the light of day out of your warehouse, which
it will.
I have zero confidence in at the moment. Do all your orders take this long?
They do not.
This is a subscription. So when's the next one coming? Like 2024 or...
The next scheduled date for a shipment is June 7th.
June 7th?
Yes, sir.
But you have no idea when this one is going to leave.
There's no way for me to know when this one's going to be actually shipped out.
I mean, this is insanity. Yeah, I'd like to file a complaint. I'd like to do whatever needs to be done to escalate this, because this is insane. I was honestly like really looking forward to giving this to them on their birthday. I know that may sound silly and juvenile, but like this
no,
is something
it's not.
That like, my two sons, and like the fact that I'm not going to be able to do that is incredibly disappointing.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, 100%, absolutely. It's not silly. It's not juvenile. If you ordered the products with the intent on giving them as birthday gifts, and the products are not going to arrive in time for you to be able to give them as birthday gifts, then it's not silly, nor is it juvenile to be upset about that whatsoever.
I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, that makes perfect sense. You ordered these I don't know when the birth date actually is, but most likely well in advance of the birth date. And you haven't received it, and it hasn't even left the warehouse as of yet, and the order was placed back on April 26th. It's almost been a month.
Yep.
In days, it'll be May 26th. So if the order, so your complaint is totally understood and well-founded, for sure, and definitely well-respected. And I apologize that I don't have any ability to be able to get any contact with the warehouse or anything of that nature to find out any more information or to try to, you know, speed up the process or anything of that nature.
All right. Well, I guess I will write another note into the email address for what little good that will do. And I guess it is what it is. I don't know what else to do. All right.
And if you don't mind hanging in here with me while I get this complaint filed for you, that would really be helpful for me. Let's see here. And the only thing that I can think that may be causing the problem is maybe there's an inventory issue that could be holding this up.
Well, if that's the answer, I mean, it would just be great to, like, if it's back ordered or whatever, like, I just want to know that. I mean, these are not complicated questions to be answered.
And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
And when you sent that email inquiring about it and got a response back telling you that your products had shipped, did you send that to customer service at eaglemoss.com?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I just responded.
Yeah, I'm also reporting that. I'm also reporting that issue because, you know, if we have, that's unfair to you. If the customer service agent who was addressing your email, if they only pulled up the account, and they saw, I mean, yeah, on the account, it does, it can be confusing. But I mean, if you do your due diligence, then you would know if a product has actually shipped or if it just says, you know, well, are you, anyone who's working the account should know better, basically, is what I'm getting at. But if it says last shipment, it could say last shipment, it could say last shipment April 15th. It could be May 26th. It doesn't mean that it shipped out on April 15th.
Right.
It means the order was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on that date. If you don't do your due diligence and pull up the notes to find out if the order ever shipped out from the warehouse, and then you respond back to the customer and say, oh, your order shipped on May 10th. Well, that's not fair to the customer because then the customer feels like, well, it should be in the hands of the delivery service provider. And now the delivery service provider is who I'm upset with. I'm mad at DHL or the United States Postal Service because it's been 16 days or it's been 10 days and I don't have my products. That's a terrible service that they're providing. They're horrible. Well, no, that's not fair to DHL or the Postal Service because they don't even have the product yet. So I want to sincerely apologize that whomever followed up on that email didn't do the necessary and correct due diligence.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. There seem to be some really significant issues in your ordering process, and I understand there's not a lot you can do on that front, but that's why I appreciate you trying to escalate this to somebody else.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, and I have filed the complaint. So my manager will absolutely be, she will absolutely read that complaint. It's going to, she'll be aware of it, and that'll be escalated as necessary. So if corporate needs to phone up the warehouse and say, you know, what are you guys doing? Why is it taking you so long to get our customers' orders, you know, mailed out to them? You know, then corporate can make that phone call and light that fire if they need to light a fire under their hinies. You know, because I mean, if the warehouse is, you know, not fulfilling orders in a timely manner, then what's the holdup? Is it the fault of the employees? Is there, you know, somewhere along the chain, is there a broken link? Does that broken link need to be replaced? You know, is there more than one broken link that needs to be replaced? So anytime that we submit complaints like that, that helps Eagle Moss in a big way to, you know, to be able to try to find those broken links in the chain so that those broken links can be, you know, can be fixed, because the chain is only as strong as the weakest link.
I agree with you. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be able to get that complaint form submitted. And was there? And then, of course, when your orders do actually ship, we will send mail to your email address on the account, ernesto.anguilla@gmail.com, and the email will include the tracking for the package or packages. Each different order is going to be a different email. So you'd get more than one email when they both ship out. So you'd have one for Luca and one for Elliot. And again, like I mentioned, when you receive those, you can begin tracking it by pulling up DHL.com and plugging in the United States Postal Service tracking number into the DHL website's tracking. And then you can track it while DHL has it. And then when DHL gives it to the Postal Service, you can go back to tracking it with the United States Postal Service.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Nope. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.